And now, it's the driver's seat off the track update. Thanks to Burson Auto Parts. Burson, we know auto parts.
Yeah, it is the Burson off the track update. We do it thanks to Burson Auto Parts. They're celebrating 50 years. And thanks to this segment, the news cycle moved forward 24 hours with a lot of outlets keen to break stories before Wednesday nights, I can tell you that. But Matty, what do you got for us?
Well, when you look at this during the week on Facebook, if you actually do that, I've got my little mate here, little Lacey Johnson. She's helping me do this one. Got a couple to talk about, boys. And these are all to TBCs, to be confirmed.
Right.
However, well, one of them's a TBC. The other one has actually happened, and I want to ask why. Let me get to the first one, though. You know how collectively as a motorsport family, Stevie J, our hearts were broken when there was the announcement that the Adelaide 500 would no longer be in existence. And then just recently, some peanut in the council decided they might float the idea of ripping up the circuit because it was getting too hot and burning the trees in the park. I can tell you on this show tonight, what is the date? It is the 19th or the 20th.
20th.
There are serious, serious high-level discussions underway for the return of the Adelaide 500. The infrastructure that was online being sold for tender, I have had it confirmed to me that all of the product there is basically out of date. You couldn't use it in a massive public forum like the Adelaide 500. So that infrastructure of sorts is not going to be the determining factor as to whether the Adelaide 500 comes back. This is also not necessarily because of the pressure being applied by the opposition in South Australia. These high-level discussions are happening with the current government, which may mean that we are able to get back on the calendar the Adelaide 500. Now, costs will have to be reduced. And if you look at things like the current pit building, that was due to be upgraded at a huge cost. So there is a lot of discussion about having temporary structures, not unlike the Gold Coast 600, Stevie J, where you can actually come in, you can build it for $1 million and you can pull it down for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. Now, I know that's a lot of money, but in terms of a national, massive national event, that's not huge dollars. Whereas right now, to upgrade the current pit facilities was going to cost millions upon millions upon millions.
That's still a... it's not a permanent facility, though.
At the end of the pit lane is.
Right.
So there are hopes, motorsport fans, that we will get the Adelaide Parkland circuit back. We will get back to the Adelaide 500. Don't know whether it'll be in 2022. I don't think that's feasible, but I think it's potentially 2023. Because when you start getting both sides of the government saying that one, the opposition is saying, we're going to bring it back if you vote us back. And then I'm hearing that in Adelaide, this is one of the larger voting issues of the public down there. And there is real momentum gaining for the current government to do it. And as I say, high level talks, which is fantastic news.
How good would that be? Like, and we've been heard it here first on the driver's seat.
When
Matty McKeldin decided to blow the trumpet on the Canberra race as well. But imagine that. Imagine the Canberra race comes in, then we get Adelaide back. Like that's shaping up to be a cracking year of racing at some fantastic venues.
Absolutely. That is absolutely sensational. So just keep your ear balls peeled for that one, because I reckon that may gain momentum over the next 6 to 12 months, that there may be an announcement that we get the Adelaide 500 back. I really hope so. I really, really hope so. And the second one, Nimsy and Steve, I don't know whether you saw it, our great mate Peter Adderton put up on, I think it was Instagram today, that part of the TLA-ARG consortium is a crowd. I think it's not the right term, but it's like a crowdfunding type arrangement. And they have put out that they are trying to get crowdfunding for the purchase of supercars.
Right. Okay.
Right. It's like a GoFundMe page. So I kind of, how do the Peter Adderton consortium and his group of guys are well-heeled, have cash, not Lawrence Stroll cash, but have a lot of cash. They were putting in their own money. money was absolutely guaranteed. I don't know how, if this is true, and I don't know if it is, but if it is true, how can supercars grant or take one party out of the negotiations, give one other party the only right to negotiate if they don't have the cash? How can things be promised? How can things be put in place if you don't have the cash? I don't get it. And I'd love for some clarification. And I think we're going to have Pete on in the next couple of weeks. He's in LA at the moment, but Pete has confirmed to us that he will come onto the show and understand this, because there should be a right. If they have been awarded the final negotiation rights to buy it and they don't have all the money in place, that's going to affect your team. When I say your team, it's going to affect DJR. It's going to affect every team possibly up and down, because they're all expecting a nice old payday for this year and next year and the next few years. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the cash in place, you don't have the wedge in the bank, how the heck do you do that? So let's follow that story. Let's follow the Adelaide 500, my friend.
That was the Burson Auto Parts update. It is for Burson Auto Parts, known for first-class knowledge and service. You're listening to The Driver's Seat.